Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
These are all violent offenders, right? I mean, they've hurt people, murdered them in some cases.
In almost all cases, yes.
And personally, Doctor, I'd have to say screw their sense of calm. You know, this place makes me wonder.
Yeah, what's that, boss?
Which would be worse? To live as a monster or to die as a good man?
There's nothing about seeing the trailer for this movie that made me think I wanted to see this movie. Leonardo DiCaprio was in Shutter Island, which was the number one movie this week in 2010. Richie, any more sound from that?
Why are you all wet, baby?
I remember. Well, I just know it was supposed to take place, Chucker, if I remember correctly, in an island off of Massachusetts or off New England someplace.
Right.
And it was based on a true story, was it not?
That I don't know. It was directed by Martin Scorsese. I didn't like the film. I guess I'm in minority. I had some big twist.
Well, but it's scary and pretty horrible.
I never really got into it.
Isn't it a horrible movie? I mean, the visuals are horrible.
DiCaprio and Scorsese have a little something going on.
Yeah,
they are tied, aren't they?
Yeah, they like each other. Yeah, they like working. Well, but I think DiCaprio is the consummate actor and student of the craft. You hear that over and over again, said in different ways, about whether it's the Revenant movie that's out now, Shutter Island. Some of these movies, when he was in, I remember we went to see The Great Gatsby, which was a weird flick.
But beautiful. It was a weird
wonderful
movie. It was sort of boring, but it was
weird,
pretty.
But he and Tobey Maguire, in this movie that had, it was just, you're right, it was just weird.
But you know,
yeah,
another
thing, too, by the way.
He's followed the old school Hollywood blueprint of keeping he keeps his private life pretty private, doesn't appear on many talk shows, and there's always that mystery about who he is, almost like what Nicholson and Warren Beatty did back in the day. He's followed that blueprint pretty well.
What a great comparison. The likes of Jack Nicholson, who's a hermit, it's that kind of stuff, and the cutout of the De Niro book, perhaps the playbook there.
Yeah, when he works, he takes his work very, very seriously.
Very much so. What did it take him almost a year to do that Revenant movie in horrible conditions? My God, when you hear some of that stuff described as they were doing that, living in that horrible mess. And I mean, that's the same kind of stuff you hear about the shooting of his movie, Hateful Eight. It's the same kind of stuff those guys talked about, the horrible conditions that they worked under. But they came out of it with some people think is a pretty
After I saw The Revenant, it made me thankful that I had electric heat and a warm bed, let me tell you.
Good for you.
Holy cow.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. Movie news coming up around the corner here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, going to the doctor, then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. Pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, and pricking will hurt a whole lot more in the afternoon. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, just remember, schedule the appointment with your healthcare professional in the morning. Go in the morning and it will not hurt as much. At that time of day, hey, you might even enjoy it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Chuck, our movie news. What do we have?
Well, movie news, Doug Wells, but superhero news. Filming begins April 11th on Justice League, the next phase in Warner Brothers' superhero comic universe. This will start filming 2 weeks after Batman vs. Superman hits theaters. Now, they officially released the running time on Batman vs. Superman. It will be 2 hours and 31 minutes. Director Zack Snyder, who directed Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, and will helm Justice League, which you have to believe means that the studio likes the way Batman vs. Superman turned out, even though there's really no buzz on the street one way or another.
There's buzz on Ben Affleck and how he played Batman is mostly positive.
Really yeah, he looks really good. Interesting story. You tell me what you make of it. Superman actor Henry Cavill asked a group of kids whether they prefer Superman or Batman, and the overwhelming majority said Batman.
Really?
Which tells you something about
really?
The time
you live.
If they ask my age bracket, it would be just the opposite. That's your point I think,
somehow,
too, right?
Somehow, if Christopher Reeve was still here, I don't think he'd like that answer.
George
He's
Reeve wouldn't either.
He's an illegal alien for crying out loud.
Yeah, George Reeves wouldn't like it either. Hi, Chucker. Good job as usual. One of my pals here on Good Day, Chuck Curry.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.